Upload complete. The info in this drop is available only for 20 seconds per cycle and will cycle at random times to avoid detection. If you're hearing this and you have a team and you're looking for work, keep listening. You can call me Opti, Fixer, Shadowrunner, Informational Anarchist, but you can call me Mr. Johnson today. When teams are well prepared, the runs tend to go smoother, so I'll give you all the info I can before you accept the job. This mission's a bit personal, so think twice before taking it and mucking it up. It concerns an organization known as Black Star, and I'll consider it a personal favor. The anarchist Black Star was a group with its roots in the other anarchist movements that began in the Fifth World. In particular, the anarchist Red Cross, started in 1905 to thwart Tsarist Russia. It organized self-defense and aid for political activists, prisoners, and their families. During the Revolution, they changed their name to the Anarchist Black Cross in order to avoid confusion with the International Red Cross. The Black Cross has been operating ever since and focuses on giving aid to those who are arrested, persecuted, or oppressed, and do what they can to support those who stand against inequality and injustice. Sensing a need to bolster the Black Cross's activity, the Anarchist Black Star got its start in 2036 in Chicago at the International Anarchist Gathering. Of course, that was before my time. 2 years later, in 2038, another group was inspired by the Black Cross anarchists in Russia who offered medical aid to their comrades, and so they developed an explicitly medical aid organization called the Anarchist Black Crescent. The Anarchist Black Cross provides political aid, the Black Crescent offers medical aid, and Black Star effectively acts as the shadow-running wing of the anarchist movement. Black Star was an overall rather secretive group made up mostly of shadowrunners, and for most of its history acted more like a network than anything else. They had cells operating all over the world, most prominently in Chicago, Berlin, Denver, London, Seattle, Istanbul, Atlanta, Barcelona, Denmark's Ship City, Durban, Hong Kong, Jakarta, Prague, San Francisco, Seoul, Toronto, and Vladivostok. Their stated goal was to recruit, train, and foster insurrectionist activity. So while the Black Cross was giving out books by Winstanley, Kropotkin, Chomsky, and Pritchett, Black Star is giving guns, spell formulas, and on-the-job training to those who wanted to make a dent in corporate landscapes. Black Star organized organically into teams of affinity, so those who knew or had a particular beef with Renraku, for example, would stick together. Those who were whiz-deckers could cluster around each other, and those who were mystical met quite often to share best practices and offer initiations. The Association of Awakened Anarchists was just such a group. All shadow runs that took place under Black Star's banner were one of three things, although most of the time there was overlap. Either they were runs directly against national or corporate authority, runs intended to send a political message or raise awareness, or what came to be known as hooding runs, or runs that directly benefited the poor, oppressed, or outcast. Outside of runs, they offered workshops on decking, demolitions, sabotage, infiltration, firearms, self-defense, data gathering, helpful magic, and other useful information for budding anarchists. Black Star was quickly marked as a high-threat-level terrorist organization, and many of its members were placed on global most wanted lists. The informed know that much of this is bulldreck, as Black Star chose its targets very carefully, minimizing even enemy combatant deaths, and civilian deaths were virtually unheard of. Things did eventually change, but not until long after Black Star was already being hunted. Recognizing that the scope of their agenda was far greater than the size of their network, Black Star often employed or asked favors from non-Black Star Shadowrunners, offering training or Shadowrun barter in return. In fact, that was how I initially met up with Black Star back in the late 50s. They had a raid planned on an A-rated corp and needed some backup. I was local and offered to help out. The run went well, and since I was in a bit of transitional period in my life, decided to take them up on their offer to hang around a bit. I fell in with the Association of Awakened Anarchists and had a pretty good time during the 60s, doing good by being bad. Unfortunately, as the 60s went on, rifts began to grow from within, and the paramilitary side of Black Star began to overshadow the hooding side. They began to do good for the helpless less and less often, and started organizing ever larger and larger military campaign strikes, often arbitrarily choosing sides in regional conflicts, even though neither side was innocent. Around the time I came in, another fellow named Alf Haven joined up. Of course, he was already quite the anarcho-activist, but his influence within the group grew quickly. Soon, he had the ear of the more senior leaders in the Black Star. It wasn't long until some of the more committed anarchists began to drop out, feeling that an organization that had become too elitist wasn't for them. I stayed on, though. I hate giving up on things I love. But that changed in the early 2070s. When hostilities started between Amazonia and Azatlan in Bogota, Alfhaben championed getting Blackstar involved. Many of us objected, but the leadership was swayed. By this time, military-style actions had become the norm for the group. When the leadership decided to go and called on every available Blackstar operative to join the crusade in Bogota with Alfhaben in charge, many within the group quit on the spot. Even against an enemy like Azatlan, joining a full-scale war on the side of either nation was not in line with anarchist principles, had no desirable outcome, and had enormous potential downfall. But the chance to really make a difference against such a large enemy was too tempting. So most of Blackstar headed down to Bogota. Most others quit. I didn't go to war, but I didn't quit right away either. I stuck around in Chicago, helping the poor, the oppressed, and the outcast, just like we were supposed to do. Blackstar hit Bogota in 71. Azatlan had been attempting to build a wall between north and south, dividing Bogota and making it easier to conquer. Alfhaben decided the best way to counter this move was to make contact with the local tribes and street gangs. They gave training, arms, and spell support to people who most often would have been just as bad as Azatlan if they were in power. It worked, though, and they stopped Azatlan from dividing Bogota. Along the way, some of the more adamant Blackstar operatives started preaching against the Catholics, too, even though they opposed Azatlan. In addition, Blackstar began to threaten and take out hits on the other mercenary groups that were fighting on Azatlan's side, once again showing that they were too involved to see clearly. The other mercs were just doing a job, same as the wage slaves, and poisoning the water of future cooperation just to win one big battle was short-sighted and punching in the wrong direction. It was a few years into the war that I got some disturbing information. While the world's dragons began posturing at each other, intel came down to me that Blackstar's strings were being pulled by corporations. In fact, for years there have been corporate infiltrators feeding information to the leadership, and in one case on the leadership, manipulating Blackstar ops against draconic interests. While this seemed in line with our greater interest at the time, all we ended up doing was protecting the corps from draconic machinations while ignoring the corps themselves. As I watched the events in Bogota unfold, I realized how blind I had been, and I left Blackstar too. Soon, Azatlan had put bounties on Blackstar operatives so high that almost no merc or Shadowrunner in the area could refuse. It didn't end up mattering, though, because in late October 2074, the Amazonia-Azatlan War came to a head. During what came to be known as the Battle of Bogota, a coalition of Shadowrunners and mercenaries led by Alfhaben and Blackstar made a final counterattack against Azatlan. It failed, and to my knowledge, only two members of Blackstar survived, Alfhaben and a chummer named Liberator. Liberator stayed around in Bogota, going underground and trying to keep away from the bounty on his head. Alfhaben waited until the corporate court forced a ceasefire, leading to Azatlan winning the war and taking over Bogota. In the end, all my friends were dead, corporate power increased, guns, magic, and training now were in the hands of brutal street gangs. We had nothing to show for it. Alfhaben didn't see it that way. He didn't even wait for the ink to dry on the treaty before recruiting more mercs and civilians and gangs into a new organization called Brightstar, committed to continuing his crusade in Bogota. Why he didn't keep calling it Blackstar is a mystery to me, but I'm glad it happened the way it did, because that was the day that Blackstar died. Alfhaben never did liberate Bogota. In fact, for all of its overt paramilitary involvement, Blackstar never made much of a difference on the world scene at all. The only time we ever did make a difference is when we got involved in the small stuff, helping people, protecting them, robbing the rich to feed the poor. And I'm not saying we couldn't have ever made a big splash, or we couldn't, but it wasn't going to happen by always looking for something bigger and more violent. That kind of change only happens because good people are prepared and in the right place at the right time when opportunity strikes. Alfhaben hadn't been heard from in a while. I'm pretty sure Liberator's dead now, too. So that is the rise and fall of Blackstar. But that's not the end. This is where you come in. Here's the job. There's no negotiation here, chummer. I'll give you the details and you take it or don't. The pay is dreck for what I'm asking. I'll warn you up front. But it'll sure be worth your karma. I'll pay you 13,000 Nuyen per runner. The job is extraction plus. The bottom line is that I'm putting the gang back together. It's time that Blackstar resurrects and redeems itself for being elitist, overly militant, and willingly manipulated by corporations. And I want you to help me. First off, there's an old Blackstar operative named Cutoblepis. He's being held in a Denver jail cell. He spoke up once too often against Ghostwalker and was taken in for questioning. Now, don't get all skitter. He isn't a high priority and isn't being held in a terribly secure facility, but I do need him out. I don't have all the details, and I'm knee-deep in some other biz at the moment, so you have to find the location and bust him out without much more help from me. Once you have him, take him north across the border. Head northeast, Cutoblepis will direct you, If my guess is correct, you'll end up in Wyoming or North Dakota. Try to avoid arousing suspicion with the locals, which might not be easy because the Sioux know their stuff. But at the drop point, you'll meet a fella named Niall O'Connor. He'll take Cuddleblepus off your hands, and he'll ask you what you want in return. Now, here's the tricky part. Talking to Niall requires some finesse, so if you have a face, let him do the talking. I need you to talk Niall into helping me track down an ammo box. It's got 5 black stars on it with yellow etching. I know he's seen it, but he won't want to talk about it. It belongs to Black Star. It can help us rebuild, and I'd like it back. If he gives you any leads, or even if he doesn't, you report back to me. If you do your end, meet me at Samson's Noodles inside Chicago's Noose area. If you pull this off, and you're inclined, I'll offer you a spot in Black Star. I'm getting the band back together, and I could use some talented and like-minded runners. Black Star's MO will be different than last time. We'll still be wanted by the government and the corpse, and we'll survive as soldiers of fortune. But if the poor have a problem, if no one else can help the oppressed, and if the outcasts can find us, maybe they can hire Black Star. Go be big damn heroes.